WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
From the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, it's time for the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2025. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Justin Mangold here at the Fortside Fieldhouse to bring you the graduation ceremonies for Fort Recovery. Here are the sponsors who are making it possible for us to be here this afternoon and bring you this special moment. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery, just down the street here from the high school. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for the finest in building materials and design services. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving Fort Recovery and the area for more than 100 years. Calp Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery, your Health Mart Pharmacy. Also, Wayne Oil here in Fort Recovery, always proud of the Fort Recovery youth and their accomplishments. That's Wayne Oil. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. Also brought to you by Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, Fort Recovery Insurance in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio. By Vores Welding and Steel, State Route 49, the north edge of Fort Recovery, Steve Vore and his staff at Vores Welding and Steel. By K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. By the St. Henry Bank, St. Henry Bank in St. Henry, and also Maria Stein, serving the entire area, including Fort Recovery and Jay County, St. Henry Bank. By Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, for the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, it's Adrian Gruby. And by Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping on State Route 49, just north of Fort Recovery, Mr. Eric Judy, Logan Judy, Owen Judy, and the crew at Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Proud of the class of 2025. Pomp and Circumstance, fired up here by the Fort Recovery High School Band. Let's listen in as the Fort Recovery graduates, some 77 or so of them, file into the Fortside Fieldhouse. A very large crowd in attendance here for graduation today. Recovery's school board in attendance, of course, on the stage on the far end. Don Wendell, the president, Sean Collig, the vice president, Nick Werkamp, Greg LaFever and Mitch Follenkamp, members of the Fort Recovery School Board for this year. Fort Recovery's class officers, the president is Emma Will, vice president Zach Shainline, secretary is Kennedy Mullenkamp, and the treasurer is Evan Evers. Going to start out the program this morning, or I should say this afternoon, after pomp and circumstance with the invocation by Emma Will, president of the senior class. Then Kennedy Mullenkamp will give the valedictoria address, followed by Anna Reisner's salutatoria address. High school choir will have a couple of selections for your enjoyment. There'll be some remarks from Tony Stahl, the Fort Recovery superintendent. And then Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner, the high school principal, will take care of the presentation of awards and diplomas. Fort Recovery High School alma mater will kind of wrap things up today, performed by the Fort Recovery Band and Choir. And then Zach Shainline, the class vice president, will give the benediction. And then the students will be off and running in their next level of their career. There'll be a lot of graduation parties and so forth going on this afternoon, I'm sure, here in the Fort Recovery community. Again, you're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2025. Again, our sponsors include Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Calp Pharmacy, Wayne Oil, Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance, Vohr's Welding and Steel, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, St. Henry Bank, Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, and Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Thanks again to all of those great folks who are helping us bring you this special broadcast this afternoon. From the Fortsite Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, the commencement for the class of 2025. Mr. Reed Knuth, the Fort Recovery Band Director, has done an outstanding job with the Fort Recovery Band here at Fort Recovery, Ohio. And they are the ones you hear playing Pomp and Circumstance at this time.
Let's begin with a prayer. Lord, we thank you for this joyous moment. You have blessed these graduates with an abundance of opportunities, as well as encouraging support systems that have allowed them to come this far. Help us remember that you are to thank for all our successes, but also our struggles. Through these 4 years, you have allowed us to grow through the hard times and rejoice in the most beautiful moments. You are the root of our strength, Lord. Help us to turn towards you and trust in your will for our lives. May this commencement be a time of gratitude where we are able to reflect on all you have done for us. I have faith that your blessings will continue to fulfill us. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
You may be seated. First of all, thank you, Emma, for prayer. Emma is the class president for the class of 2025. And speaking of the class of 2025, welcome. Welcome to the commencement exercises for the class of 2025. Before we begin here, the first thing I would like to do is thank our senior class advisor who, you know, puts this together and gets this ready to go for today, and also put together that slideshow that you saw before the program today, and that's Mr. Charlie Vasey. Let's give Mr. Vasey a nice round of applause. To begin today's program, we're inviting valedictorian Kennedy Mollenkamp and salutatorian Anna Reisner to join us on stage. It is my pleasure to introduce to you the 2025 valedictorian Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Good afternoon, faculty, family, friends, and the class of 2025. Today is a great day. Today is the day that we've been waiting 4 years for, at least. Today is more than just a ceremony. It is a celebration of everything that we have done to get to this point. All the sacrifices that we have made, big and small, that have brought us to this moment. I remember when we first walked into the school. Well, not exactly, because I was six, but I remember being so nervous and lost. I'm sure we were all a bit nervous, but over the years, we have grown together, found our voices, our passions, and our lifelong friends. Together, we learned vital lessons and made memories that I'm certain we'll laugh about and hopefully cherish forever. To our teachers, thank you so much for your patience, your understanding, and for giving us a push into deeper thinking. You taught us more than just facts. You taught us how to learn and how to grow. I'd like to give a special thanks to Mrs. Obringer for attempting to teach me how to give a speech in sophomore English without crying. Hopefully, I'll be able to achieve that one day in the near future. To our families, thank you for your support, your encouragement, and your belief in us. Without it, we cannot be standing here today. And to the class of 2025, I know it's cliche, but we've come a long way. But this isn't the end. It's just the beginning. We're about to step into a world full of uncertainty, but also opportunity. Looking at this group of people, I know that great things are to come. Congratulations, class of 2025. We made it. Thank you. It's now my pleasure to introduce salutatorian Anna Reisner.
Good afternoon, teachers, faculty, parents, and of course the class of 2025. It is an honor to stand here today as a salutatorian. When thinking over what to say at my speech today, I wanted to direct my words to the class of 2025, but also share a message that is applicable to everyone here in attendance. Before I start, I want to thank everyone who got us here today. Our teachers and coaches who challenged us to step beyond our comfort zone, the faculty who does the behind-the-scenes work that goes unnoticed, and our classmates and friends who have made high school unforgettable. My second thank you goes to my family and relatives. You have made it a priority to show up to every race, competition, and event I have had. This is extremely rare, and for this I am grateful. Your love and support has not gone unnoticed. It is a blessing for me to have parents like you. Thank you for all the time, money, gas, and sanity you have sacrificed for me. And to my siblings, thank you for keeping me humble and never letting me get bored. I also want to thank my classmates. Everyone here has affected my life in one way or another. You are all important to me because I have a collection of memories of each of you. For some, it's a memory of passing you in the hallway, and for others, it is years packed full of memories. Today, I invite you all to think back on your memories. Take a moment to reflect on your first memory of high school or your favorite memory. Now look around you at all the familiar faces. This is the last time you will see all these faces in the same place. Today could be the last time you see some of these people. But what are memories without people? When I asked you earlier to think back on your memories, more than likely several friends played a role in these moments. Imagine that you are a first grader, playing hide and seek, trying to find your friends, but there are no people. Now you are left with only an empty house and tears in your eyes from frustration. Now imagine that you were in fifth grade, on your way back from the Kosai field trip, filled with joy from all that you have experienced that day, but there are no people. You are left with sticky bus seats and the echoes of Team 102 playing in the background. Imagine your last sports game or race and turning to look to someone to hug, but there are no people. You are left standing on an empty court or field, filled with emotions and no one to turn to. Left alone, we can feel lost in the darkness. But if you really think about it, we aren't going to miss recess, sports games, or dances. We are going to miss the people who brought meaning to these memories. No one is made to go through this life alone. I know everyone here has heard this before, but it really is okay to ask for and to offer help. It's hard for me and for most people to set aside our pride and admit that we can't go through life alone. When it feels like you're going to get made fun of for asking for help, remember that there is someone who will never turn his back on you. He is here for every single one of us in any situation or moment of uncertainty. His name is Jesus. He is the light that shines in the darkness, and he laid down his life for each and every one of us here. He wants to be your friend. We have done absolutely nothing to be deserving of his love, and yet he extends his hand to us and waits for us to accept it. I invite you all to turn to him in any moment of uncertainty in the future, because he is always prepared to help. Finally, to my fellow graduates, I hope you remember that success is not just about awards, titles, or test scores. A truly successful person is someone who stands up for what's right, even though it may be unpopular. It's a person who chooses to do the right thing, even when it is hard. And it is about daring to do the things that seem impossible, because nothing is impossible with God. So today, as we turn the page and end the chapter of high school, let's do it with gratitude for what has happened and excitement for what is to come. Let's carry through the lessons we have learned and the friendships we've made into whatever comes next. Congratulations, class of 2025. I look forward to seeing what the future holds for us. As Matthew 5:14 says, you are the light of the world. Let's go be that light.
Thank you both for your address to your classmates. At this time, we would like to present these awards to you. Kennedy Mollenkamp receives her valedictorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Anna Reisner is the recipient of her salutatorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Thank you, ladies. The high school choir will now be performing two appropriate selections for today's occasion. They will be singing Wind Beneath My Wings, arranged by Emerson, and Show Us the Way. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fort Recovery High School Choir, under the direction of Mrs. Tracy Evers West Curtis. Thank you.
shadows, never have sunlight on your face. You've been consent to let me shine. You've always sworn to stand behind.
I was the one with all authority.
You were the one.
No, you were the one with all the strength.
I was the one.
Only the face without a name. I never was when you complained. Did you ever?
Appear to go unnoticed. I want you to know. Goodbyes to all our friends. Where we're going to, it's still hard to say. But I know we'll come back someday. Holding on all the things you taught us, and thanking you for showing us the way.
To find, oh, just sing your music.
us all grow older. You helped us look ahead. You'll be there on my shoulder. In my time of need, I'll hear the words that you said. The words that you said. Here we are.
Three seniors in the choir this year, Darlene Garcia Rivera, Neve Leonards, and Caden Marshall. Let's give them one more big round of applause. Fort Recovery High School graduating class of 2025. Just one more time. You're gathered here in this gym today. But today, it's a celebration for you. It's an accumulation of years of hard work, memories, challenges, and growth. It's a moment you've all looked forward to. But before you look ahead to what lies for you beyond today, I think it's important that you soak up this moment. And to do so, as I thought about how we wanted to do that today, a phrase came to mind that I've heard oftentimes this week, and I hear oftentimes throughout my life, as do you. And that phrase is just one more time. You see, over the years, I'd imagine you've heard that phrase just one more time, countless times. Sometimes with a smile, but I'm afraid probably more often with a sigh. For Mrs. Osterlo, well, let's do that proof just one more time. From Coach Niekamp, let's run that play just one more time. From your mother, take a family picture just one more time. And in these past few days, I know you've said it yourselves. Let's walk these halls just one more time. Let's sit at our lunch table just one more time. Let's get on Mr. Hawk's nerves just one more time. But what you've come to realize this week, maybe without even knowing it, is that just one more time isn't about repetition. It's about appreciation. It's about savoring the moments that matter. It's about holding on a little tighter to the people, the experiences, and the memories that have shaped you. And so, for just one more time, I have a lesson for you to learn as a student at Fort Recovery High School. Be thankful for the moments when you get to do something just one more time. Because when life speeds up, and trust me, it will, remember to pause and savor the moments of just one more time. Not because you have to, but because you get to. And more importantly, because you want to. Because you recognize the value in the moment. Because you understand that gratitude doesn't come after something happens. It happens within it. So as you step into this next chapter, college, careers, service, new adventures, I challenge you to keep this mindset alive. When mom, dad, grandma, grandpa want to hear from you, make that phone call home, excited that you get to do it just one more time. When you can help someone, even when you're tired, help them, grateful that you can do it just one more time. When you're chasing a dream and the finish line feels too far away, with gratitude, put in that extra effort just one more time. Because greatness isn't built in leaps. It's built in the decisions to try just one more time. So today, class of 2025, take this moment in fully. Look around at your classmates, your friends, your family, your teachers, those that have helped shape who you are today. This may be the last time you're all together like this. So let the spirit of just one more time guide you in gratitude, in effort, and in love. Congratulations, graduates of 2025, Fort Recovery High School. You have made us all incredibly proud. Thank you for letting us walk beside you just one more time.
Thank you, Mr. Steinbrenner, for those excellent remarks. Graduates, on behalf of the Fort Recovery Local School District, I offer congratulations to you on your graduation today. I personally wish you all good luck in the future, whether you choose to remain in the area or venture out to other parts of the state, country, or world. It has been a pleasure to get to know you over the years, and we certainly wish you the very best in all your future endeavors. Thank you, and good luck today.
So with that, we begin with a number of special awards. Each year, we award a boys and girls athletic key based on total athletic participation. So when I call your names, we have a male and a female student. You're going to come up on stage and receive your award. This year's athletic key winners are Gavin Evers and Joel Kalp. Let's give Gavin and Joelle one more nice round of applause. Similar to the athletic key, we also now have an activity key. To the student who has been the most active and has shown the most leadership in clubs, organizations, sports, and extracurricular activities. A point system is used to determine the recipient of this award. There is a male and a female winner as well. The activity key is awarded to the winners for 2025, Zach Shainline and Ava Engelhart. Let's give Zach and Ava another round of applause. Another honor bestowed upon students is that of receiving an honors diploma. At this time, students, if you are receiving an honors diploma, please stand. These students have met the required criteria as outlined by the State Board of Education in order to receive an academic or career technical honors diploma. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club awarded each honors diploma recipient a flash drive on Friday. Congratulations once again. Another high honor of the school is that of being inducted into the National Honor Society. Would all seniors in National Honor Society please stand? These students have shown excellence in academics, leadership, character, and service. One more time, let's congratulate our National Honor Society members. And finally, we have one more award that we don't give out every year, but this year we get to, and I don't think it should go unnoticed. Sam Brackman, would you please stand? Sam had perfect attendance her senior year. Congratulations, Sam. And now it's time for the scholarship portion of our commencement ceremonies. This time I'd like to invite our guidance counselor, Mrs. Amy Kaiser, to come up to stage for the scholarship presentations.
Good afternoon. Our seniors have been working very hard on their scholarship applications all year, and it's my pleasure to share some of those with you guys today. Students, if your name is announced as a scholarship winner, please stand and remain standing to be recognized. We ask that the audience please hold their applause until all the students in each group have been announced. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association has been a longtime supporter of our graduating seniors as they venture onto their next part of their education. This year's alumni scholarships are as follows. The Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship goes to Carly Niekamp. There are two Richard and Norvita Hilbold scholarships. Those recipients are Anna Reisner and Ben Reinhard. The Dr. Diana Myring Zitter goes to Emma Will. Joe and Marianne Ramakalis goes to Ella Shane. And the three Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarships go to Kennedy Mullenkamp, Drew Bax, and Amber Dirksen. Please join me in giving the Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarship recipients a round of applause. The next group of scholarships are managed through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. This group of winners is hearing the good news for the very first time today. Again, I ask that the students being recognized stand and face the crowd, and the audience please hold their applause. The Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial goes to Drew Bax, Evan Evers, and Cassidy Deuce. Arnold and Eugenia Beimer goes, the Walter and Kathleen Himmelgarten and the Travis Fullenkamp Memorial goes to Drew Bax. Jim and Charlene Butt Memorial goes to Joelle Kaup. David Butt Memorial goes to Kennedy Kunkler. John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship goes to Emma Will and Layla Benn. The Josh and Eric Fortkamp Memorial and the Joe Whirling Memorial go to Zach Shainline. Christian Fullenkamp Memorial goes to Cruz Seifring. The Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby and the Les Johnson Memorial go to Eowyn Vela. The Linus and Gilletta Hills Camp Memorial goes to Drew Bax and Jacob Foote. The Norb Metzger Memorial and the Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand go to Gavin Evers. Damon Klinke Memorial goes to Cody Klinke and Emma Will. The Cy Lefever Memorial goes to Mason Diller and Kayla Heikamp. The Herb and Georgiana Meiring Scholarship go to Ella Shane and Emma Will. Sawyer Overman Memorial goes to Briggs Overman. The Dr. James Vaughn Memorial goes to Drew Bax, and the Carolyn Vaughn Memorial goes to Emma Will. The Lamar Shoemaker Memorial goes to Carly Niekamp. The Howard Berry Memorial goes to Joelle Kaup. The Robert Freemeyer Mathematics goes to Bailey Mullenkamp. And the coveted Ronald Shoemaker Memorial goes to Eowyn Vela. Let's give these four Recovery Community Foundation scholarship winners a round of applause. Okay, you guys can sit. The following students received scholarships from the Mercer County Civic Foundation just a few weeks ago here at school. They are Cassidy Deuce, Gabe Kanapke, Drew Bax, Ben Reinhard, Marley Feely, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Ava Greasy, and Isabella Taft. Congratulations. And here is our final group, and these are just the local winners. There's other scholarships these guys won out there, but these are just the final Fort Recovery area ones. The Governor's Merit Scholarship, which goes to the students in the top 5% of their graduating class choosing to attend an Ohio college or university, goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp, Ben Reinhard, and Bailey Mullenkamp. Our Teachers Union, the Fort Recovery Education Association, is awarding scholarships to Carly Niekamp, Ella Shane, and Marley Feely. The Franklin B. Walter All-Scholastic Award goes to Anna Reisner. Mercer County Air Boosters, Isabella Taft. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce and Merchants Association goes to Drew Bax and Evan Evers. WOW Super Raffle goes to Drew Bax, Keegan Mullenkamp, Jacob Foote, Gavin Evers, Anna Reisner, Gabe Kanapke, and Ella Shane. The Psi Iota Xi Sorority goes to Anna Reisner, Emma Will, and Evan Evers. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club goes to Ben Reinhard. The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus goes to Eva Collig, Ella Shane, Gabe Kanapke. The Daughters of Isabella goes to Zach Shainline. The Ohio Progressive Sportsman's Club goes to Carly Niekamp and Brooke Hart. Park National Bank goes to Mason Diller and Ava Engelhart. The Fort Recovery Community Club and the Paul Stogler Memorial goes to Carly Niekamp. The Carson Scholar Award is Kennedy Mullenkamp. FRHS Art Club goes to Isabella Taft. The FRHS Drama Club goes to Zach Shainline. The FRHS Scholastic Bowl goes to Ben Reinhart and Caden Marshall. Jeff Reynolds Memorial goes to Evan Evers, Marley Feely, and Sadie DeRue. The Shane Long Memorial goes to Eva Collig. The Cooper Farm Scholarships goes to Isabella Taft, Zach Shainline, Jacob Foote, Cassidy Deuce, Olivia Bergman, Brooklyn Wycuff, Tucker Brockman, Evan Evers, Layla Benn, Aaliyah Overman, Anna Reisner. Wabash Mutual goes to Drew Bax, Ella Shane, and Emma Will. Fort Street Car Classics goes to Gage Zeringer. TriStar Skills Grant goes to Kennedy Kunkler.
Brooklyn Wyckoff, Mason Diller, Caleb Coleman, Gavin Evers. The Rachel Rue Brackman and the TriStar Eternal goes to Gavin Evers, American Legion Post 345, Brooke Hart, and Kayla Heitkamp. VFW Post 6515 goes to Brooke Hart. Red Cross Blood Drive goes to Keegan Mullenkamp and Carly Niekamp. And FRHS vocational grants go to Olivia Bergman, Cruz Seifering, Gage Zeringer, Ethan Hartnagle, Cody Klinke. Please join me in giving this final group a round of applause. In addition to these local awards, many of these students have received scholarships from their respective universities and other county and state organizations. We just don't have time to announce all of them. The complete list of scholarships will be printed in the local newspapers in the coming weeks. Students, if some of you have received award letters and certificates, which are placed under your chairs in an envelope, make sure you take those with you today. And finally, on behalf of the graduates and their parents, I want to express my appreciation to our local foundations, as well as our community organizations, families, and individuals for their generosity to our seniors today. Thank you, and good luck to the seniors in your future endeavors. I wish you all the best.
At this time, we will recognize our graduating students for the next steps they have chosen to take after graduation. And so we take a moment to appreciate the diverse paths they have chosen. Some of our graduates are pursuing further education, eager to deepen their knowledge and expertise to shape a brighter future. Others are answering the noble call to serve our country in the military, committing to protect and defend our freedoms. And many are entering the workforce, ready to contribute their skills and talent to drive innovation and growth in various industries. Each path is a testament to their unique strengths and aspirations, and we celebrate their courage and ambition while wishing them success and fulfillment in all their endeavors. So first, at this time, I would like all graduates who will be furthering their education by entering 2 and 4 year colleges, trade school, diploma or certificate programs, or project search to please stand. These students will become the next electricians, teachers, designers, engineers, business medical professionals, and so much more. On behalf of the faculty and staff of Fort Recovery High School, we wish you the best of luck with your future studies. We live in a great country. I am pleased to recognize one senior who has enlisted in the United States military after graduation. Would Jordan Eisenbry please stand? Jordan will be joining the ranks of the United States Coast Guard. This young lady is receiving cash enlistment grants from Roger and Janelle Braun, and also grants from a local military support group, thanks to our Yanks, whose logo is "May Angels Watch Over and May God Protect." Thank you, Jordan, for your future service. Would the seniors who plan to enter the workforce after graduation please stand? The contributions this group will make to manufacturing, agriculture, healthcare, and many other areas will help Fort Recovery and Mercer County continue to thrive in the future. We wish you all the best. All right, class of 2025, I think we're going to get to the part of the program you've probably been waiting for, the awarding of the diplomas. Awarding diplomas today are Mr. Tony Stahl, Superintendent and President of the Board of Education, Don Wendell. The other board members recognizing the graduates today are Mitch Follenkamp, Sean Collig, Greg Lefevre, and Nick Workamp. School board members, Mr. Stahl, and audience, the students who are receiving diplomas today have successfully completed the graduation requirements of Fort Recovery High School and the state of Ohio. It is my pleasure to present them to you. First row, please stand. Kennedy Sue Mullenkamp. Anna Elizabeth Reisner. Emma Jean Will. Zach Kenneth Shainline. Evan Ronald Evers. Cassidy Lynn Deuce. Darlene Ciomara Garcia Rivera. Jacob August Fortcamp. Brooklyn Marie Wyckoff. Gage Austin Zeringer. Neve Lynn Leonards. Austin Douglas Sechrist. Sarah Ann Fritz. Seth Patrick O'Connor. Callie May Crabtree. Gabriel Bernard Kanapke. Samantha Ann Brackman. Dylan Patrick Bergman. Ava Christine Greasy. Bailey Ashlyn Mullenkamp. Riley Scott Grease Up. Olivia Marie Bergman. Anthony Morris Brown. Mara Catherine Winning. Ethan Lynn Hartnagel. Nicole Rose Braun. Reed Daniel Timmerman. Emily Nicole Lauber. Caleb Matthew Coleman. Brooke Constance Hart. Cruz Anthony Seifering. Jordan Michelle Eisenbray. Justin Larry Duke. Amber Rose Dirksen. Mitchell Daniel Berkey. Awen Destiny Vela. Drew Michael Bax. Gavin Robert Deuce. Isabella Naomi Taft. Sawyer Thomas Jones. Olivia Joy Albers. Keegan William Mullenkamp. Kayla Rose Heitkamp. Kyle Joseph Huntsman. Nora Marie Meyer. Jaden Raphael Ramirez. Olivia Julita Rammel. Caden Ty William Marshall. Kennedy D. Kunkler. Adam Joseph Shainline. Sadie Lynn DeRue. Cody Lee Klinke. Kylie Marie Post. Caden Bryce Greasy. Kara Elizabeth Raymert. Ella Grace Shane. Tucker Lee Brockman. Marley Lou Feely. Benjamin Stephen Reinhard. Aaliyah Helen Overman. Jacob Griffith Foote. Madison Catherine Ben. Mason Gregory Diller. Bristol Adeline Elizabeth Roth. Elijah Daniel Lennertz. Carlene Ann Niekamp. Clint Thomas Potcutter. Ava Rose Engelhart. Brennan Michael Deuce. Joelle Lorraine Kalp. Brigham Parker Overman. Lindsay Marie Kanapke. Caleb Wayne Brickley. Eva Catherine Collig. Gavin Joseph Evers. Layla Victoria Ben. Cooper Jacob Thompson. Would the graduated class of 2025 please stand? Audience, I present to you the newest alumni of Fort Recovery High School, the graduated class of 2025. Students, you may turn your tassels. At this time, I ask that everyone please stand. We will be singing our Fort Recovery High School alma mater. The words are on the back of your program. So without further ado, please join the band and choir in performing our alma mater. you, band and choir, for that awesome performance. You are invited to greet the graduates outside after the recessional. The graduates will proceed out of the gym first, followed by the board and administration and staff. The rest of the audience may be dismissed when the band's recessional is completed. Thank you for attending this year's 2025 commencement exercises. The Vice President for the Class of 2025, Zach Shainline, will now give the benediction.
As we stand at the edge of this meaningful moment, let us breathe, take a breath of gratitude for the journey, the lessons, and the people who carried us here. May we pause to honor both the triumphs and the trials, knowing each played a part in shaping who we are today. As you step into the days ahead, may you have the courage to speak truth, the strength to stand for justice, and the grace to lead with compassion. When the path is uncertain, may you find clarity and stillness and wisdom in each step. When you stumble, may you rise with resilience and humility. Behind every diploma is a story of late nights, early mornings, lots of complaining, challenges faced, friendships made, and perseverance tested. But now you stand on the threshold of the future. It is vast, uncertain, and filled with both promise and responsibility. Class of 2025, may you walk forward with light, and may that light shine through you for others to see. Amen.
And that does conclude the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2025. I want to thank again our sponsors who have made it possible for us to be here today to bring you the special moments for these 77 young people and their families. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, one of our fine sponsors today. Also, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for the finest in building materials and design services. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. For Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, your Health Mart Pharmacy, Jerry and Lori Kalp and their staff at Kalp Pharmacy. For Wayne Oil here in Fort Recovery, always supporting the Fort Recovery youth of our community, that's Wayne Oil. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and many other area Ohio communities, Cooper Farms. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. Vore's Welding and Steel on State Route 49, just north of Fort Recovery, Mr. Steve Vore and his staff. K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Also brought to you by the St. Henry Bank, the St. Henry Bank with locations in St. Henry, of course, as well as Maria Stein, St. Henry Bank, serving all of the area, St. Henry Bank. Adrian Gruby and Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for the finest in auctioneering services and real estate services. It's Adrian Gruby, proud of our Fort Recovery graduating class of 2025. And Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping, Eric Judy, Logan Judy, and Owen Judy, and all the crew at Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping, saluting the members of the Fort Recovery High School graduating class of 2025. Thanks to Justin Mangold, who helped us here with our arrangements at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Also, thanks to Nate Crisman, our studio producer back at the radio station. Thanks to the staff here at Fort Recovery, Principal Ryan Steinbrunner, Superintendent Tony Stahl, and certainly Cheryl Winning, who's been a big help to us and always is here at the Fort Recovery High School. Again, we thank all the fine folks at Fort Recovery for their cooperation and allowing us to do the broadcast today. That does conclude the ceremony for the class of 2025. Thanks so much for listening. We'll send it now back to our studios.